feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. This is the Avyakta Murli of 8th January 1982. Bab Dada is talking with double foreigners from London. The title is Consider Maya as a Paper Tiger. The foreign tree has grown very large and fruitful. Bab Dada is pleased to see the zeal and enthusiasm that all the children, not just the London residents, have for service abroad. They have a very deep love for this. The love they have for remembrance and service is very good there. However, this is just one thing, which is that you very quickly become afraid of smaller forms of Maya. Just as some Brahmins in India, are afraid of mice and cockroaches. You foreign children become afraid of these small forms of Maya. You consider something very small to be big, when in fact it is nothing. You consider a paper lion to be a real lion. Although you have so much love, the sanskar of being afraid also emerges on the field to the same extent. Therefore, you foreign children must not become afraid of Maya. You should play with her. Would you play with paper lion or be afraid of it? This is just a toy, is it not? What would you call those who are afraid of toys? So Baba is saying, in India, there are some Brahmins who are afraid of cockroaches and mice, lizards, insects. And you foreign children become afraid of these small forms of Maya. You consider something very small to be big when in fact it is nothing. So today Baba is talking about fear. I think that is the essence of today's Murli, Sakar Murli. Be fearless. You are Mahavir. You should not fear at all. The word Mahavir itself means the one who is fearless. The word is used for the founder of Jain religion, Mahavira. The word Mahavira itself means who is very strong, who is very, very tough. And usually the word Mahavira is used for those who adopted the path of Brahmacharya. So Baba says, why are you afraid? Why you get scared? Fear. Fear is a very deep and very subtle thing. To become fearless is to become complete and perfect. This is the, you can say, this is one of the characteristics of the Karmatit stage, where you become utterly fearless. Before we become fearless, we need to explore. What are the causes? There are some real fears. There are some unnatural fears. Definitely, if suddenly a tiger comes in front of somebody, he'll be afraid. But most of the fears, they are psychological. We call it phobias. They are unnatural fears. The phobia of dark place, dark. The phobia of public spaces. Anything it could be. There's a huge list of fear in medical field. Fear can be anything. We create fear in the mind. And this fear is one of the greatest weaknesses of humankind. If somebody has died of drowning in water, probably in the next birth, from the very childhood, that person fears water. Fear of heights, fear of darkness, fear of people, fear of crowd. A man loves a woman. That woman uses him like an ATM and then dumps him. And when he understands, he kills her. But then later on, whichever woman he comes in contact with, he fears and feels that this woman is going to cheat me. So there is a hidden fear, because there is a breach of trust in life once. So now the fear occupies all the time. So there are some natural fears, there are some unnatural fears. Baba says, why you are so much afraid of Maya? When things are nothing, you create something. And from something you create a mountain. So this is how a mole, from mole a mountain is created. So one must go within, introspect, and find out, what are my deepest fears? What are they? What are we afraid of? The deepest fears. Fear of death. Mrutyu bhaya. This is one of the greatest fear. Fear of illness. Fear of illness. Sickness. Fear of failure. Fear of breach of trust. Fear of old age. You don't want to become old. Fear of persons. Fear of objects. Fear of loneliness. Fear of being rejected by society. Fear of exams. Fear of papers. You know, children, they fear exams. Fear of places, fear of objects, fear of situations, fear of situations, fear of being blamed. Nobody should blame me. Everybody should talk nicely about me. Fear of being accused. So, this is a very great fear. If false news or wrong news people spread about me, I get scared. Even though I am in truth, but yet people are talking something wrong about me. So I feel fearful. What else? Fear of reaching late. Fear of missing train, flights. Fear of homework. Fear of stage fright. What else? Fear of speaking. Fear of being seen by people. Fear of our weakness being exposed in front of others. Fear of insults. Fear of deception. Somebody deceives me, I fear. Insult, deceptions, injustice. What else? There's a fear somewhere in the deep, in the subconscious mind. Fear of animals. Bear. Monkey. Tiger. Leopard. Anything. Dogs. Lizards. Cockroaches. Ants. Frog. So, you know, these all things terrify. Snakes. Fear of snakes. So there is a fear hidden deep within. Fear of ghost, okay. Raga in bhaya arises from raga. Raga means attachment. If I have a deep attachment to some person, I'm always fearful that this person should not go away from me. He is mine. Nobody should snatch him. He should not die. Nothing should happen to him. And he should love me. There's a deep raga. There's a fear about this. Fear of divorce. So one has to understand. One must understand. Fear of losing weight. Fear of traveling. Motion sickness. So many fear are there. They are hidden deep within the subconscious mind. On the surface, it appears. We might say, I am fearless, I am fearless, I am fearless. But if you go and enter into the subconscious, there are so many fear hidden there. It is just like this iceberg. Our mind is like this. Only one part is on the conscious level. 1/9 is below, hidden. So this 1/9 has got so many layers, not only of this birth, but previous births. One must explore these fears, but unless and until you explore these fears, we have to see them face to face, like this, in the eyes. And then they run away. Otherwise they don't go away. So first is causes of fear and why they arise, from where they arise, from some subconscious bed, from past experiences or experiences of others, fear of fire, five elements, fear of natural calamities, fear of money being stolen, diseases. So five elements. And there are some imaginary fears. Imaginary. Unknown, imaginary. The fear of the unknown is the greatest fear in the world. The fear of the unknown is the greatest fear. No other fear is greater than this. Even greater than the fear of death. The imaginary fears. Like, a sage is sitting and doing his meditation, and he sees a ghost going there. He says, oh, Mr. Ghost, where are you going? The ghost says, I have been ordered by the divine providence to go and kill at least 500 people. I am plague. Unwillingly, the sage says, okay, this is the karmic account. I have to do it. The ghost says, so very reluctantly, the sage says, and the ghost goes away. After 1 month, when the ghost returns, the sage is furious because there are 1,000 people who are killed. While the ghost said, the ghost will kill only 500. The sage says, you deceived me. You said only 500, but in fact you killed 1,000. The ghost says, the shadow says, I killed only 500 as per my promise. Then why these other people died? Out of fear, out of anxiety. So fear kills. Shakespeare says in some of the plays, death kills only once, but fear kills you every day. When you are afraid, it kills you. People should talk nicely about me. If they talk wrong thing about me, I feel fearful. Nothing should happen to my prestige, my position, my status, my character. If people say wrong thing about my character, I get fearful inside. So fear are very deep within, phobias. They are hidden within. So Baba says, why are you fearing? This Maya is nothing. You are Mahavir. You should not fear Maya. Yet we fear. Man is a very fearful animal. In one kingdom there was a rule that whosoever is sentenced to death would be given two options. Option one, he would be taken to gallows and hung until death. Second option, there was a very fearful, dangerous mountain. On top of the mountain there is a cliff, and then there is a very, very dangerous, perilous door, and then that person would be thrown out of that door. So all the prisoners who were given this death sentences, they were given these options, and every time when these two options were given, the prisoners said, we would like to die in gallows, Fasi, rather than going to this dangerous door. Don't know what is there inside, outside that. Probably icy cold water. Probably wild animals or something like that. So once a prisoner came and he was also sentenced to death. And he said, okay, I'd like to die in gallows. But whilst he was about to die, he said, I want to just ask, what is there? What is behind this window, this door? I want to know. Now I'm dying. I already chosen, but I wanted to know. So the king said, he asked to the king. The king said, behind, outside this window, there is freedom. There is freedom. There is nothing there. But because of fear, everybody opted for. So, now the most important thing. Every person should explore his own fear and come face to face with them. Then only you will overcome them. Otherwise, they remain hidden in the subconscious bed of mind. So what are the ways to get rid of fear? Or rather, how to become fearless? Nirbhay. You know, God is so fearless. This is one of the attributes of God. He is the ocean of fearlessness. He gives the benediction, Vardhan, or blessing of fearlessness, Abhaydan. So how to become fearless? Not just, we should not be afraid of Maya, but we shouldn't be afraid of anything. Because this is the path of Mahavir. This is the path of brave. So what are the methods, means, ways to become fearless? Yes. How to become fearless? Okay. So first is face fear. Face it. Face the fear. So once you face it, it is not that much terrifying. This is all mental imagination. We feel, but it is not exactly that much fearful. Like people fear Mumbai. Why? So much crowd, trains, locals. Because they heard so many things. There are thieves there and they deceive you. So those who have never gone there, they fear so much. But once you go, the fear is gone. Like a woman is there, and every night she sleeps and dreams that a big shadow, black shadow is chasing her, and she is running. It's a deep, dark jungle, and a shadow is chasing her. And every time she wakes up with a jerk, and there is a palpitation. So she doesn't understand what is this shadow. It's so fearful. It's a ghost. So again, one night, she dreams the same dream. The shadow is following her. And then, there is no place to go and she falls down. And that shadow comes in front of her, on her, upon her. And she says, "Who are you?" She says to the shadow, in dream. The shadow says, "Oh, how will I know? This is your dream." This is your dreams. All these shadows are in the dreams. So they are not that much fearful as we think. They are mental creations. We have created them. So the first method is face them. Pratipaksha bhavana. Face them. Second method? Fight. Okay. Know the weakness of fear. Okay. Fear itself is a weakness. What else? There are so many methods. How do we overcome fear? Soul consciousness is the method. Soul itself is immortal. It is fearless. Like in 1847, you know, there was a revolution. The first revolution in India. The first revolution where Lakshmi Bai and Tatya Tope and so many people were involved in this. 1856. So, 57. So, in this atraso, 1857, there was one sadhu. He was observing silence, mourn. And British soldiers caught hold of him. And they thought he's some spy. And they said, "Tell, who are you? Are you amongst those revolutionaries?" Because that was the first wave of revolution, 1857. And he was asked, "Tell, who are you?" But he was under the vow of silence till whole life silence. So he didn't speak a single word. They kept on asking him, "Tell, who are you? Tell, who are you? Are you a spy?" He said, he didn't say anything. Ultimately, they killed him. And at the time of death, he just said, "Aham Brahmasmi," means "I am that, I am that." So no fear of death even. So when you are soul conscious, no fear. Another is God. He is our supreme protector, Rakshak. So why to fear when he is with us? There's a song, Nirbal Kebal Ram. So those who are weak, God is their support. So God. Third, so when Baba is with me, I cannot fear. I shouldn't fear. So the third method of becoming fearless is his companionship, his canopy, his help, his cooperation. He's always with me. He's around me. I cannot fear when God is with me. Even if the whole world is against me, let them be. Because God is with me. Then, fourth, I am Master Almighty Authority. Okay, in next Sunday's Murli, Baba said, you have three powers. What are they? Your body is powerful. So make your body powerful. Man, your mind is very powerful. make your mind powerful. Then you have this wealth of gyan. Knowledge is a power. So you are powerful. Relationships. You have two relationships with Brahmin family and with God. And because of this you get love and cooperation. So you are powerful. So increase your powers. So become powerful. Work on body, work on mind, work on relationships, work on wealth, wealth of knowledge. All these things will make you powerful. So you are master almighty authority. You should not be afraid of anything. Show remembrance of who you are, what are your powers. I am very, very powerful. So once you remember, fear goes away. Another thing about fear is how to tackle fear. How to become fearless? Know the real nature of that thing about which you are fearing. It is nothing. It's paper tiger, Baba is saying. Why you are fearing so much? There's nothing in it. Go and see it. Oh, this is the one. I should not be afraid of this. And another thing is, imagine the worst. Worst that can happen. Okay, people are talking against me. So what? Let them talk. There are 10,000 people. Okay. And they are throwing mud on sun. Is sun affected? Let them throw. What is there in that? Or there are 10,000 people and they claim that this sun is not the source of energy. Or sun is not giving light. Sun will come and explain them. Or clarify. Or justify. No need. Let the barking dog bark. So you don't have to get worried about what people say, people opinion, their mentality. They flow with the crowd. If I hear, and you must know that public memory is short. Today they oppose you, tomorrow they will praise you. Today they say you are villain, tomorrow they say you are the hero. And they start praising you. Or today if they are saying you are a superhero, tomorrow they will throw you out. This is what is public. You can't just trust any one of these. So this is all temporary. So our fears are temporary. All fear are in the mind. I have to remove fear from here, from my subconscious mind. Another is Yoga Nidra is the method to get rid of fear. Meditation is the method to get rid of fear. Deeper understanding is the method to get rid of fear. Read more about it to get rid of fear. Know how people overcome their fears. What are the methods they used? Because any man who is reaching the top, he must have gone through so many things. And the greatest enemy is public opinion. Public doesn't allow you to climb. They want to pull you down. So fear. Then some fear are because of attachments. When I am attached, I am fearful of losing. If I am attached to this pen, I always fear. I should not lose this. So again, the gyan is useful here. Nothing is mine here. What I should hold on to. So attachments are the causes of fear. What else? Desire. Okay, desires also cause fear. So becoming desire. Less as regards these bodily things, worldly things, attachments, future. Yeah, there are the causes. I'm now talking about dealing, how to tackle fear. Think about that fear, deeply thinking about that fear. Bodilessness itself makes you fearless, soul consciousness. But think deeply about it, the real nature of that fear. See it from all sides. And you get to understand it. What we do is we run away from that. That's why it becomes bigger and bigger. And we become smaller and smaller. You see it. Another thing, when a wave of fear comes, raise another opposite wave. Raise an opposite thought. Like, if you see ghost, raise another wave, God is with me. Opposite wave. Like, if you feel sorrowful, raise another opposite way of love or happiness. Yeah. So anything, opposite wave. This is one wave, so real another wave. There's a fear about everything. So if I fear something, absolute opposite wave, opposite to this, another that thought. And imagine, visualization is a method to get rid of fear. Visualize that I am facing it. Visualize I have already defeated him. There's an enemy and I have defeated him. Just keep on thinking. I have defeated. I am powerful. Soman. Self-respect. Yeah, Baba, whatever Baba has said, Gyan. Increase your Gyan. The best way to get rid of fear is knowledge. Because fear happens in the stage of avidya, ignorance. When knowledge comes, fear is no. Fear is like darkness. Knowledge is like fearlessness is light. So when light comes, fear goes away. So fear, if you fear something, just do that. If you fear trekking, go for trekking. If you fear climbing, do climbing. If you fear swimming, do swimming. Adventurous life, live dangerously. Whatever you fear, start doing that. If you fear watching an operation, go and watch. If you fear blood, see it. If you fear death, go to the places where deaths are there. Anywhere, go to the funeral every day and see how people, how the bodies burn. So the fear will go away. Anything that makes you fearful. Anything. If you fear some person, you are attached to some person, you don't want to lose that. You are attached to, you have been given some job, some position, some post. When I was in, long back, in I was in one hospital. It was such a political area. Every day new issues would come up. Every day new politicians. So many things were there. So my boss used to see, tell me, keep your resignation letter in your pocket. Anytime. If you want to go, just drop it and say, I'm going. I don't want anything of this. So when I'm attached to the position, some post, there is a fear of losing. When Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, he left, he just left with a small bag. I don't want anything. Otherwise, oh, my term is ended. Now what about the comforts? So when comforts are snatched away, we feel fearful. So you should be habituated to living in discomforts, in poverty, in extreme situations. So nothing happens. Let everything is there, I'm enjoying. The moment everything goes away, I'm still enjoying. So enjoy every moment of life that makes you fearless. So Baba says, don't fear this. Maya is nothing. It's a paper tiger. Unnecessary. You are running. You feel it is tiger. And after that, you find it was a dog who was chasing you. And you are unnecessarily running out of breath. This is nothing. Just stop, watch and see it in face to face. It will run away. It will be an internal victory, a victory of thought. Om Shanti.